Okay, I'm going to hand you over now to Donny Tarrant. He's talking to Mark Walsh from ASTI. Over to you, Donny.
Back on the programme today, we have Mark Walsh from the ASTI. Mark, the last time we spoke, I predicted that we would have a winter of discontent. Has it arrived, Mark?
It does seem to, absolutely. We can see just yesterday the junior doctors became the latest group to ballot for industrial action. That follows the nurses and the threat from SIPTU as well. So it does seem that lots of different unions are balloting for industrial action at the moment, yeah.
And just to put things in perspective, you weren't actually on strike. What you were doing, I think, was withdrawing from supervision duty, which resulted in the closure of some schools. And then, sort of out of the blue, that action stopped. Are you in a position, Mark, to tell us why the schools reopened again? Are you in a position to tell us what agreement was reached in order for the reopening of the schools to occur?
Well, there's been no agreement reached, yes. What happened was that there was an invitation from a woman called Anna Perry. She works with the Workplace Relations Commission and the Teachers Conciliation Council, and she invited the ASTI to talks. And one of the conditions of that was that we would stand down temporarily our industrial action on the supervision and substitution, and also on the lesser paid teachers issue.
Yeah, and just, I suppose, Mark, to put everything in perspective for everybody listening this morning, and I think everybody would be probably aware, but just in case people aren't, what is it exactly that the ASTI are looking for, separate, we'll say, from the other teacher organisations?
Well, we had a mandate from our convention, which happened back in March this year, and there was a motion that said we wanted all teachers restored to the common basic scale. And this was the scale that all teachers were on before 2011, so you could call it the 2010 scale. And since January 2011, two new scales have been added, so we now have three separate scales, the 2010, the 2011, and the 2012. And what our motion called for from our convention was that all teachers would be restored to the one salary scale, which was the 2010 salary scale. And that was the basis of our ballot for strike action, and we got an 80% vote in favour of strike action on that basis.
And just to put things fully in context, Mark, that dispute remains to be resolved, correct?
Well, yeah, all of the matters are being discussed now with Anna Perry at the Workplace Relations. You know, the teachers' equivalent of the Workplace Relations Commission, and those issues have to be resolved. We are looking for common basis, everybody to be returned to the common basic scale. We're looking for the supervision and substitution to be paid, because currently ASTI members are not being paid for it, whereas TUI members and INTO members are. We're also looking for an opt-out for supervision and substitution. Some teachers don't want to do the supervision and substitution anymore. It's become too onerous and it's taken up too much time, and there's not really much to gain from doing it, actually, and a lot of teachers would rather not do it and have the time to themselves to prepare classes and so on. So, you know, there used to be an opt-out in the past, and many teachers want that opt-out to be reinstated, and that's one of the things we're looking for as well. And also we want a certain number of things on the junior cycle. We don't want to do classroom-based assessments, because we feel it would undermine the state exam system that has served the country well for decades. And those are some of the issues that we're discussing.
And Mark, just I think a lot of people might think that there is only two pay discrepancies there, but just to go back to something you said, you're saying that there's actually three different pay discrepancies.
Yeah, I mean, there was the 2011 salary scale, which allows teachers to still claim allowances. So you've got your main salary scale plus allowances. And then the 2012 scale, which abolished allowances altogether. So you just have the salary scale itself and nothing added on. So what the INTO-TUI deal, if you like, did was, it said, well, instead of those two scales, the 2011 and 2012 scale, they would become over time one scale. So then you just have the pre-2011 scale and the post-2011 scale. But the post-2011 scale as agreed by the INTY, would still represent, or at least still leave a gap of about 70% for teachers on that scale compared to what they were on 2010.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of teachers air that grievance that they're in. They're in the teachers' room, in the staff room in schools, and just because somebody began teaching 12 months or 2 years before them, that I think that some of the figures, if it was to be maintained for their entire career, you're talking massive money at that stage.
Yeah, well, there's varying figures that range up as far as the highest figure I've seen is 170,000 over the course of a career. And, you know, that's huge. But I suppose what the main concern people have as well is that it's not so much the career average amount, it's the fact that for the next 10 years, even under the slight improvement with the TUI INTO deal, you're still talking about gaps of 6,000, 7,000 and 8,000 a year relative to what a teacher, like in my situation, who started pre-2011 would be, you know. So you're talking about multiple thousands of euro every single year, even with the INTO-TUI deal. And I suppose that was one of the things we were pushing for with our strike action, is that, you know, there should be full pay equality now, and teachers shouldn't have to wait another few years for this to happen, you know.
And do you think, Mark, that the situation as it pertains now with the Gardaí, where a lot of their grievances seems to have been addressed, or seem to be in the process of being addressed, and addressed pretty much immediately, do you think that strengthens your hand in negotiations?
Well, I mean, it should do. I mean, you know, the Gardaí seem to be able to, you know, get us. They're outside Lansdowne Road. They seem to be able to get more than was available to people within Lansdowne Road. And, you know, you see, in the case of the ASI, we're not necessarily looking for more either. That has to be understood. I mean, we have said that we're not looking for immediate pay restoration for everybody now. We're looking for immediate pay restoration for new entrants now. You know, new entrants, the lesser paid teachers who've joined since 2011. We want them to be equalised first and immediately. And the wider process of pay restoration across the public sector, that can happen over a year or two or whatever the plan is for the wider public sector. But what we're looking for, and that's why we describe it as quite a narrow claim, I mean, it's not, it might amount to something of the same money that or more than the guards got. I mean, if somebody put the figure at, I think it was 70 million, you know, for this full equalisation to happen. But, like, you know, teachers who are on the new salary scales have had 6 years now of inequality, and that's, you know, if we don't change that, it's looking to be 6, 7, 8, 9, who knows, 10 years before they eventually get equality. And we don't think, and they don't think, you know, from what we're hearing, they don't believe that they should have to wait. They've already waited 6 years. They don't believe they should have to wait another 3, 4, whatever years it might be, you know.
And what would you say, Mark? Because, I mean, it is fair to put it to you, I think, that some people have been scathing in their attacks on the ASTI and have called you, your organisation, I think, one of the most militant teacher organisations in Europe, etc. What would you have to say to people like that, who will also say, you know, we're not out of the woods yet, and there's only a finite amount of money to go around, and where are we supposed to get this money? Something else is going to have to suffer in the public service in order to provide this money.
Well, I would say first of all that it's not just about money, and in fact money is a smaller part of the issue, I would argue, because the only money we're looking for at the moment is for the newly qualified teachers. It's not for everyone as such. What we are also concerned about is the conditions and how they've changed over the years in teaching. For example, the extra workload that has been added on in the Croke Park Agreement and in the Haddington Road Agreement. And basically teachers feeling that they've all of their free time that they used to have to prepare work and to mark copies and so on has been sucked away by these extra meetings that they have to go to after school and so on. And that's the reason why so many teachers voted to withdraw from supervision and substitution and to withdraw from the so-called Croke Park hours, because they just felt that, you know, things were just becoming unproductive. They were doing all of these extra hours that weren't really leading to anything as such, but were just wasting their time effectively, time that they could have been better spent on preparing classes and stuff like that. So, you know, and I mean, I do understand that there are other, you know, there are other demands on the government in terms of investment in the state and all that, or investment in public services and so on. But I mean, you know, I think it's, and it's been said before, that it's a question of, you know, proper levels of taxation in Ireland, and we, you know, we don't have the right levels of taxation, for example, in areas where there's a lot of tax incentives and tax avoidance schemes and that kind of thing, where, you know, more money could be collected, if you like, and therefore provided to public services, you know.
And Mark, I wasn't going to ask you the $64,000 question. Look into your crystal ball. Where do you see this finishing?
Hard to know. I mean, there's the situation is so fluid at the moment. If you look at all the things that are happening between the junior doctors just announcing yesterday there that they're planning to ballot for industrial action, we're still awaiting the ballot for the GRA and so on. And there's other SIPTU are threatening industrial action and so on. There's a whole lot of things happening in the wider public sector. So, I mean, the question is whether what comes out of our talks and how will that link into, you know, the negotiations on the next public sector agreement? I mean, the government is saying that yesterday, I think it was, that the talks might start in April. SIPTU is looking for them to start in February. And, you know, what will be the relationship between anything that comes out of the talks with the ASDI at the moment and the wider public sector unions? You know, it's very hard to see exactly where things are going to go, but I mean, I would hope that, you know, we would get restoration of the pay for lesser paid teachers. I would hope that we would get an opt out from supervision substitution, and I would hope that we wouldn't concede anything on the junior cycle, because we need to protect the state examination system and not allow it to be undermined by the new junior cycle, you know.
Mark Walsh, ASTI, thank you so much for joining us on Northside today. Nice to talk to you again, Mark.
That's great. Thanks, Danny. Okay. Thank you.